You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Think winter in Michigan, and many people instantly think of skiing or maybe ice skating. More and more people, though, think of a team of dogs pulling a sled through snow-covered forests and fields. Dog sledding is getting more popular in Michigan, and more people are seeking out the mushing experience at places like Nature's Kennel Sled Dog Racing and Adventures in McMillan in the Upper Peninsula. It's owned by musher Tasha Steelstra, who is with us now. Tasha, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, there are a lot of us who have never had the chance to experience or maybe even see dog sledding, except maybe a quick clip in a movie or something. Take us through a perfect dog sledding moment. What's it like for you? Take us there with you.
Oh, it's, you know, unlike no other winter sport because it's truly silent. You know, I think you mentioned skiing and ice skating and, you know, what's popular in the UP a lot here is snowmobiling, which when you're on a snowmobile, it's always loud and there's always an engine. And the dogs are so excited to run. It's their favorite time. They bark and go crazy and howl and sing. And then you leave the dog yard and it becomes silent. And that rush of the sled and just panting of dog breath. And it's pretty magical. You kind of feel a connection to nature that's even probably different than just going for a walk in the woods. Being pulled by an animal is pretty unique. And, yeah, see some areas of the country that are kind of inaccessible otherwise, which is, again, pretty unique and just that magic of winter feel.
You do. You make it sound magical. And you've actually made it your business?
We have. My husband, Ed, and I have been in the Upper Peninsula now for 15 years doing dog sled adventures and racing full time.
And how has the business grown and how have you seen interest in dog sledding in Michigan grow over those 15 years?
It's definitely grown, you know, and some of that just could be our business savviness, I guess, itself in that, you know, we've become better business owners and advertisers of what our passion is and what we love and getting that out there to the public. Pure Michigan's advertising and push for winter sports in Michigan has really helped us, I think, in the last 5 years where there's been just some more monies made available for winter promotion. So they've done a fabulous job of promoting the state for winter tourism in general. Of course, with the internet and websites now, I mean, 15 years ago, we had a little website and nobody had a cell phone or a smartphone to find all these unique things. And then I just think people's maybe changes in travel as far as adventure tourism has definitely changed. We see that in the Upper Peninsula in general with more kayaking, more ice climbing, more silent sports that are happening, and people want to do those things. But they don't want to do them alone, so we offer everything we do is guided.
So give us an idea of the kind of things you offer people when they come to say, all right,
I'm doing this.
I'm doing this. First of all, do people actually, you know, can they drive a team or is it you can sit in the sled and let the dogs do it for you? What do you get to do?
Yeah, you can do either one. And so most of what we do is people learning to drive their own team. Hey, I saw a movie or I read a book or somebody told me about, you know, this sport, how can I try it? And I find that if people are coming all the way up here, I tell them, you know, you got to do the real deal. If you think you're physically capable of driving your own team, drive your own team. And so we offer kind of three main experiences. We do a 10-mile trip, and that's suitable for people of all ages and all abilities. They can choose to ride in the sled with a guide, or they can drive their own dog team. And we're on the trail about an hour and a half. And then we do a 20-mile trip. And then for those who want the real deal, we do an overnight trip. And we go 20 miles to a little camp that we call Musher's Village, which has a yurt and a cabin and a sauna and a cook shack. And we stay for the night and we bed the dogs down and we do dinner and have a big bonfire. And then we mush out the following day.
How many dogs do you have?
We own about 180 dogs.
And just a little bit of primer, you know, the ABCs of mushing. How many dogs in a team?
We run 6 dog teams with our new guests that are driving teams. But when we do competitive racing, it can be anywhere from 12 to 16 dogs pulling a sled.
And what about that racing scene? How popular is it? How many races do we typically see in Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, depends on the type of race. The longest distance race in Michigan is the UP 200 that takes place in Marquette, Michigan, the third weekend of February. There's a one-day race up in our area here near Newberry, the first weekend of January. And then kind of throughout the state, there's some kind of recreational, smaller races. Almost every weekend, you could find a race somewhere in the state.
And when you talk about actually, you know, being able to drive a team, you mentioned 10 years old. So is this something that, a kid could do?
Something that definitely a kid could do. And I do a lot of trips for families of, like, young teenage kids, that 11 to 15-year-olds were like, oh, nothing's cool. I don't want to do that, you know. But you put that kid behind a dog team and you really see something pretty special in your middle school kid. I know, a lot of parents think, what's special in my middle school kid? But, you know, they're in control of something and they're driving something and they're all of a sudden doing it. And most of the time they're better than their parents are at it. It's pretty empowering, both for kids and adults, you know, to really step out of the box and do something you've never done before. And we live in a world where there's just, we kind of do everything all the time. But to put everybody on the same playing field is pretty unique for a family.
And do you get people from outside of Michigan as well?
I do, yeah. Again, I think Michigan has done a great job advertising in the Ohio, Illinois, kind of the Midwest. But we get people that fly in from all over the country and really all over the world. They may be living in the Detroit area, but from France or China and working in the auto industry for a few years. So they come up because this is very unique and different in the United States that we could do this. So we do. And you know, I think more people realize that Michigan has great snow. You don't have to fly to Alaska to go dog footing.
Tasha Steelstra is a musher and the owner of Nature's Kennel Sled Dog Racing and Adventures in McMillan in the Upper Peninsula. Thank you so much for being with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.